Hello and welcome to this week's journalism.co.uk podcast. I'm Madalina Chobano, and in today's episode we'll talk about how the UGC Hub team at the BBC has been trying to get audiences more involved in the reporting process and to diversify the stories and topics they cover by using a tool called Harken. Harken, which means listen, is a platform and model focused on public-powered journalism. Various news organizations around the US have been using it to get their readers more involved in the stories that are being reported, from the pitching stage throughout publication. The BBC's user-generated content hub began using Harken in September 2016 to get an idea of the type of stories people were interested in that weren't necessarily newsy, and to build trust with the audience by answering their questions and including them more in how the news gets made. Since then, some 20 members of the broadcaster's UGC Hub team have been given access to the tool and trained in how to use it, said Andre Masaya, senior broadcast journalist at BBC News, who is also the Harken lead on the UGC Hub team.
When we first started to use the tool, we added the module onto specific stories. So we add it to the bottom of an education story or a health story, and we'd ask people for their questions. So because the tool was added to a specific topic, we kind of geared people to ask their questions on that given topic. But what we're doing more and more now is to get people's questions on a variety of things. So what we've done is to create an individual page on the BBC News website just asking for your questions. What do you want answered? What topic are you interested in and that the BBC aren't covering? So we're giving people less guidance in terms of the topic to ask questions on, and we really want to hear from them about the subjects that they're really interested in or something that has been niggling them for a while and they're just curious about the answer for. For instance, we're currently working on a story about trains. People, you know, have experiences of train delays. And one question that we did get from the audience was, what is signal failure? We always get that as an answer as to why a train has been delayed. Oh, it's because of signal failure. So one member of the audience actually asked us, what is signal failure? And we're actually investigating that at the moment. So it's those topics that you think, oh, you know, we don't think that's particularly newsworthy, but it's of particular relevance to the audiences.
The Harken model enables readers to shape the reporting by asking questions about a new or existing topic, as well as accompanying journalists out in the field and provide feedback throughout the process, not just after a story has been published.
We do get hundreds of questions, and for instance, one of my colleagues had been through all of them recently, and he had seen various topics that have come up on a regular basis. So sometimes we choose questions because it's something that comes up all the time. Other times there's the opportunity of using the voting buttons that's available on Harken. So we might get three or four questions that might be coming up all the time and asking the audiences to choose which one they really want answered. So when people ask their questions and we pick a specific question, we do attribute the question to the person who asked it. So, for instance, on stories that we've written in the past, we've included the person's name and their question and why they wanted to ask the question. So we go back to them and ask them why they wanted that particular question answered. And then we get to hear from them more about why they were particularly interested in a topic. In addition, we're trying to also use a video in order to answer questions. So what we're trying to do now is to investigate the person's question and involve them in terms of filming as well. So they accompany the producer to find out the answer to their question.
The team has seen positive feedback and interaction from readers on the stories the tool has been used on, Masaya said. People can also go to a dedicated page on the BBC News website to ask their questions, browse through topics and read stories that other readers have helped shape.
In the past, what we've done is to add what we call a post form at the bottom of a story. So, for instance, there's a story on the latest NHS figures, and then we ask the audiences, what is your experience of waiting lists at a hospital, for example? And they provide us with their own experiences. But with the Harken tool, it gives the opportunity for the audience to really ask their own question. And what we've done, because it's been so popular, we have created an index on the BBC News website page, and it lists all the different topics that we're focused on and people's questions and their questions answered. And again, the list keeps growing and growing. So it's definitely a very useful tool for us in terms of engaging with audiences and to see what other stories are out there. This is the generic stories we might focus on all the time. There are other ideas that people have that we might not have thought of. So it's been good both ways, actually, for us editorially and for audiences for getting involved as well.
What are your thoughts on being involved at the early stages of a story? And would that have an impact on how much you trust a news organization? Let us know on Twitter at Journalism News. And thanks for listening to the journalism.co.uk podcast.